Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Come on. We got all day. Okay, we got to start over. Okay, what are you going to have?
I think I'll have grilled cheese and a Coke.
Grilled cheese?
No, grilled cheese.
No grilled cheese.
Cheeseburger and a Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Okay, Pepsi and French fries.
No fries, cheap.
Okay, cheese.
One cheeseburger, one Pepsi, one cheap.
Cheeseburger.
One of the best Saturday Night Live sketches ever, and for many people, that put the Billy Goat Tavern on the map. Gail, how are you today?
I'm a little tired, but I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Gail Doherty is the manager of the Madison Billy Goat Tavern. So you're over there by the UC. Was it a good week for you?
It was fantastic. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better group of people. Everybody got along. Everything was great. We were yesterday, of course, being the biggest day that we've had. But it was unbelievable. I mean, we were a little nervous in the beginning, but boy, they really showed up and they spent their money.
That's good. That's what you want as a business owner and operator and manager. Yeah.
100%, so yes.
The Billy Goat Tavern on Madison is right by the United Center. We're talking about all the delegates, the people, I would imagine the police officers, everybody doing security. So you saw booming business during these 4 days. That's great news.
That is awesome. I mean, I think we were kind of unsure in the beginning of what was to happen, you know. I mean, you get a little nervous with the protesting and all that stuff. But and listen, we had protesters in line behind police. We had firemen. We had everybody got along. And it was a great 4 days for us. In fact, it was probably about 5 days because we would get some of the setup crew in for lunch, too, that were setting up over there. So it's really been a great 2 weeks for us.
Boy, that speaks volumes. Everybody comes together over a Billy Goat cheeseburger. So you've got cops and protesters in the same line, everybody getting along. They're like, yeah, we'll leave our attitude out there on the street. We're just going to get a cheeseburger. And were you
Absolutely.
In the security perimeter or were you outside it?
We were just outside of the perimeter.
Mm.
So we got very lucky. I know some places east of us and some places north and south of us did not do as well as we did because they were right on the cusp of that perimeter. But we were the first place you saw when you came out of the UC. And we couldn't have planned it any better. I mean, I've got not one bad thing to say. There was no issues, nothing. It was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. That's such good news. Not all restaurants did well because overall the city was a little slower. People who work a hybrid schedule or work remote didn't come into the city.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to rely on those people that were here for the convention. And do people from out of town come in? Do they know the history of the Billy Goat? Are they, you know, saying cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger? I mean, what's the mode?
It was a mix. I mean, everybody reads our walls, right? Because they want to see the history. Because we're so well known.
Right.
So we sold a lot of T-shirts. And I can't say enough about it. I was nervous going into it. But I the city, the police, they did a fantastic job of keeping everything under control. And We had no worries, and everybody loved the Billy Goat, and they were, you know, we had firemen from Washington and Seattle that came in to support the firemen here, and they're coming back, and they were taking pictures, and it was great.
I love that you could sell them a cheeseburger, a beverage, and a T-shirt, because then you're really bringing in some money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yep.
Gail, you're right. The Chicago Police Department, all the affiliated agencies, all the additional first responders who were deputized, they did a stunning job.
They did. You know, I think this will bring more business into our city, which we need.
Yeah.
So I think having all that control and them doing such a wonderful job that people will come back and visit our city, and that's what we want, you know.
Right.
So, but the the work that they did was unbelievable. So that's a great thing.
What do you think about that plan that the Wirtzes and others are saying they're going to put $7 billion in to develop that area?
I think it's about time because I don't, you know, nobody comes to the West Side unless there's a concert at the United Center or a game. They go north, they go south, they go west. They don't come, or they go east. They don't come west. We don't have hotels. We don't have a lot of things, you know, over in this area. So I think it's a fantastic thing that they did that.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's going to just generate more business for everybody in this area.
Absolutely. Now, that's not the original Billy Goat. Is the original Billy Goat the one down here?
Nope. We had one that opened in 1934 that was across from the United Center.
Oh.
The original UC, Chicago Stadium. And then that one closed down. And then now we consider our Lower Michigan Avenue store our original.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that I know. But you're right. When I go to a concert or I'm going to an event at the UC, that's when you stop at the Billy Goat. Otherwise, it's not. Yeah, I'm not driving out of the way, but it certainly is a pleasure to be there when you're headed to an event.
And a nice thing that we offer is if you're going to a game or if you're going to a concert, as long as you come in and spend some money, you can stay in our lot. You can walk to the United Center, then you can come back, pick up your car, and be on your way. That way you get out of the hustle and bustle down in that area.
You're telling me you can park your car there? You park your car there?
Yes, you can park. Gail. You can park your car here and walk down.
You just found thousands of new people that'll be parking at the Billy Goat right now.
As long as they come in and have a double cheese, we're good.
That's right. You got to spend a little money if you want the perk. That's how it works.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
And tell everybody, for those who might not be familiar, which would be rare, but we do have people listening on the app around the world, what made the Billy Goat Tavern so famous?
Well, it's our cheeseburgers. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. That's made it famous. I mean, our original boss came from Greece with, I think, $15. He bought the first one with a check. I think it bounced. And we, you know, when Sam came over, and Sam just and his sons have just taken it from there. And now we have 8 locations.
Yeah.
So it's a very good family to work for. I've been with them for 30-plus years. I can't say enough good things about them. I mean, they're just genuine, good-hearted people.
That's lovely. Thank you for sharing your success story. I'm so happy to hear this good news.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And don't forget about us over here.
Absolutely won't. I'll be parking there free in the future. That is Gail Doherty, the manager of the Madison Billy Goat Tavern. The news is coming up next with Steve on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.